Welcome to day 57. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. These are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. We always like to post them on Erev Shabbos, that they're sitting and ready to go in your inbox for after Shabbos. Today we're going to be introduced to another one of the Matnos Aniyim, another one of the gifts to the poor that come from the field. And this one, just like what we learned yesterday with Peret, this is specific and exclusive to vineyards. So if you're following along at home, that actually means that vineyards have four different Matnos Aniyim, as opposed to a regular field of grain or a produce that only has three. Peya, shichacha, and leket. By a vineyard, it has four. It has peya, just like regular fields. It has shichacha, just like other fields. If you forget some grapes, you leave them for the poor. It has peret, which is parallel to leket by other fields. Anything that is that falls to the ground during harvest belongs to the poor. And we're going to learn about today olos. Olos is has no parallel in the world of other grain and produce. It is really quite unique to a vineyard. So what is it? Olos means that any underdeveloped cluster of grapes does not belong to the owner of the field, but instead is left there for the aniyim to take. So our Mishnah is going to ask the question, Eze hu olelis? What is considered an underdeveloped cluster such that it would go to the aniyim? Says the Mishnah, kol she'en lo kasef velo natef. Anything that doesn't have a kasef or a natef. So a general a cluster is defined by two characteristics. One is the kasef, a bunch of small grapes that kind of drape over or hang over one another. It almost forms like a shoulder. That's why it's called a katef or a kasef. And the bottom part is a bunch of larger grapes that ripen and extend even beyond the bottom of the stem. It's called natif because it almost looks like it drips. The grapes drip beyond the stem. So it has those two features. So our Mishnah says that if there's a cluster that has neither of those two, it doesn't have the kasef or the natif, then it is considered an olelis, belongs to the poor. But im yesh la kasef o natif, it has one or the other. It has either the cluster, the bunch of grapes in the top that hang over one another, or it has the part that extends to the bottom, then shel balabayis, it belongs to the owner. Im safek, if you're not sure, is that a cluster? Is it not? Does it have a kasef? Is it really? So then, la'aniyim, it goes to the poor. We assume tai goes to the runner, the poor are the beneficiaries of that doubt. Olela shebar kuba, if there is an underdeveloped cluster on a vine with a bunch of other fully developed clusters, im nikretzes, im ha'eshkol, if you can cut the developed clusters together with the underdeveloped clusters, you can get it all in one shot, then hareshi he shel balabayis, it belongs to the owner. The underdeveloped cluster is really considered part of developed clusters, and therefore it belongs to the owner. Vim lav, but if not, harehi shel aniyim, then it belongs to the poor. So that's another criteria of what is considered an olelis. An olelis needs to have neither a kasev or a natev, neither of the two parts of the cluster, and it has to be far enough away from other developed clusters that it cannot be harvested together. If all of those criteria are there, then it is considered an olelis. Gargar yechidi, if there is a stem that on the top, it doesn't have a whole bunch of grapes that are draping over one another, but it has larger grapes that drape over one another. You know, one is on top of the other. So is that considered really draping over one another? Is that considered a kasef or not? So it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol. It's considered a fully developed vine or cluster. V'cham Omerim Olelis. The Chum say, no, that is considered an underdeveloped cluster. Again, these are the minutia of whether it's considered underdeveloped, but the bottom line is that once something is defined and matches the criteria of an underdeveloped cluster, it belongs to the aniyim. Says Mishnah, hey, Hamedil Bagifanim, as someone who is pruning one's vineyard. Again, removing, we've seen this concept before, we remove certain parts of produce in order to allow room for the other produce to grow and develop more fully. So if a person is pruning one's vineyard, k'shem shu meidil b'soch shalo, kein hu meidil b'shal aniyim, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, you can prune any of the clusters. You can prune fully developed clusters, underdeveloped clusters, you can prune anything. All of it's fair game to prune in order to make your field better and more fully developed. Rabbi Meir, Omer b'shalogu rashai. No, you're allowed to prune from the developed clusters, the einu rashai b'shal aniyim. You're not allowed to develop from the underdeveloped clusters that belong to the poor. So what are they arguing over? So the Rosh Hashanah suggests they're arguing over what is considered the relationship between the owner and the poor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they are partners. They are shutfim. Because they're shutfim, usually one partner is allowed to do something that improves the field, that even improves the field for others. So the aniyim do own part of the field, but it's not like they specifically own this piece or that piece. The owner and the aniyim are almost considered partners. Some belong to the owner, some belong to the aniyim, and therefore the owner is allowed to make the decision for all of them to harvest and to prune, even if it includes the olelis. Of course, the owner is not allowed to choose only to prune the olelis. That would not be allowed. That would be stealing. But you're allowed to do it with all of the others, all of the fully developed clusters. You're allowed to prune the underdeveloped clusters. And Rabbi Meir would say, no, it's not a partnership of partners, shutfim, it's a partnership of almost like a buyer and seller, right? The aniyim already bought it, so to say. They own the olelas. You cannot prune the olelas. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the poor, right? So that's an important distinction of between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no, they already owned it. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, maybe not. Another distinction, and brought down the Kahati in the name of the Yerushalmi, is that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the reason that you're allowed to prune even the olelas is because it'll actually improve the field for everyone. Remember, there are other matnos aniyim. The aniyim are going to get grapes from Peah and from Leket and Shichra. So by pruning the field right now, by pruning the grapes, it'll actually improve the quality of the field, and the aniyim will actually win in the end. They will get a greater return than if the olelos were to stay there. Okay, that is Mishnah Hey. We will continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.